The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is now saying housing won't be the centrepiece of the federal budget. Huh? Doesn't this contradict the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, who's been talking up a major housing affordability package in the budget? Now, Mr. Turnbull has spoken with the importance of housing and the budget in an interview with our colleague Miranda Devine, News Limited columnist, 2GB host, and I'm delighted to say that Miranda's on the line. How are you doing?
Hi, very well, thanks, Luke.
Coalition backbenchers have long been sceptical about placing housing affordability at the centre of the budget, haven't they? Now it looks like they'll get their way from what the Prime Minister has said to you.
Well, yes. I mean, we had this Facebook Live interview this morning with the Prime Minister, and he said that that was not the way, that was not a fair description of what the budget is, that it's that housing affordability would be the centre of it. And, of course, that makes complete sense because there's really, I don't know why the federal government would want to buy into an issue that really they have little control over. It's, you know, all about really low interest rates and also various regulations and stamp duty and all the other things that, you know, land release that state governments control. So it never really made sense. And Malcolm Turnbull just there, you know, this morning just scotching it, saying that he'd read those stories in the Fairfax Press that housing affordability was a centrepiece of the budget, and that certainly was not a fair description.
So that's a contradiction, though, isn't it, of what the Treasurer has been saying? I don't want to be unfair to Scott Morrison, but he's given me the idea, listening to him and reading his releases and the like, that, in fact, the government was going to do something, you know, pretty significant in this space. Meanwhile, as you and I understand that they probably can't solve this problem, you've got the opposition coming out with a plan, and they'll look like they can solve this problem. It's looks to me like another Liberal disaster, Malcolm Turnbull style.
Well, I just think it's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? I mean, the reality is that there is very little that the federal government can do. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know whether this whole housing affordability thing has been sort of media-driven and in fact, Bill Shorten-driven. And it's just fake to say that the federal government has got control over it. So I think that I'm sure that if Scott Morrison is saying that there is going to be something in the budget about it, then there will be. But to say that it's the centrepiece would make no sense. And you know, as the Prime Minister said, I mean, there's a whole lot of other things that are much more important in terms of economic growth. And as Barnaby Joyce says, really, housing affordability is a problem for Sydney and Melbourne. It is not a problem for most of the rest of the country. And as he says, Tamworth, I think you can buy a house for $300,000. You still have to get a mortgage for that. But, I mean, it's not out of the question for working people. So. Yeah. I do think it would have been ridiculous if it was a centrepiece of the budget. So I don't know whose fault it is that that story's out there, but it shouldn't have been.
It's been sorted out by you and the PM today. You spoke to him about Donald Trump. Is it right that he said that he was a remarkable politician? Is that what he told you?
He did. He actually said that we can all learn a lot from Donald Trump. I said, you know, have you learned from Donald Trump about being a politician? He said, yes, you know, we could all learn a lot from Donald Trump. He's a remarkable politician. He's a, you know, a successful businessman who went into politics. And I said, well, that's kind of like you, isn't it? And he said, well, yes. You know, I said, is that an advantage? And he said, yes, it is an advantage to be. You know, I said, is it an advantage because it makes you sort of more of a political outsider? You know, you're not sort of caught up in all the politics of everything. He said, yes, it is an advantage. But he then pointed out that he had been in politics for quite a long time before he became PM, whereas Donald Trump's just gone straight in the deep end.
I could see you call him an outsider there. Imagine that on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, you, the great Mark Latham, and then the Prime Minister, the three of you.
Well, look, obviously he likes Facebook Live. So
yes, he does. Great stuff.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, have a terrific weekend, Miranda. Good to talk.
Thanks a lot, Luke.
All the best to you. And here is Miranda asking the Prime Minister about the budget.
Is Scott Morrison really framing housing affordability as the centrepiece of this budget?
Well, I've read that in the press, but I don't think that's a fair description. I mean, the focus of the budget is and has to be firstly, driving continued strong economic growth.
There he was, the Prime Minister with Miranda Devine.